Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Got to give some love to Cordero Hodge. I mean, it's one thing to block one kick. You blocked two last night. The second one almost turned into a disaster, but it didn't. And, Mike, we talk about special teams, the three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. Cordero Hodge, man, listen, the touchdown in overtime earlier in the year was a big play, but last night, it was special teams and defense that really won this football game for you.
Yeah, man, and they blocked an extra point. So, yeah, that was three blocks. You talked about those two punts. And good field position. Has some nice kick returns, which set them up. I mean, the field position game, part of this deal was, if you didn't watch the game last night, is the Raiders started inside like their own five-yard line. It seemed like every other possession. And that was allowing us to do those things, which, again, the game should have been like 24-3 or something. We just couldn't pull away because our offense couldn't be balanced. You know, it was we'd wind up with, you know, run. We were going to run on first down on every single play. That got a little bit predictable. And then Bijan still was able to get over 100, get 1,000 for the season.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I was just talking to a couple of guys, can't answer all the texts on the text line, guys, always appreciate you, 404-726-0929. But just in a nutshell, you know, I'll just make it brief. I just, whether it's in the corporate world or in the sports world, in your personal life, there's some things you just know aren't working, you know? And I just don't understand sometimes why everyone's going to nod and say, yeah, no, it's the best chance, it's the best. No, we know there's something else, we could try something. A isn't working, let's go to option B. You know, and I don't know what Michael Penix Jr. is going to be. I do know that the general manager of this team told me on this show that this guy was a transformative talent that they could not pass up. Could not pass up! But he's sitting behind a guy who's lost. I get it. You look like a bunch of idiots if you put Kirk Cousins on ice, and now you got the world's most expensive backup quarterback. And I get it. If you start Penix, the toothpaste curl doesn't go back in the tube, and now Cousins is done. Cousins never starts another game if Penix starts, and that's the reality. But you just got to call it what it is. You're going to have to eat it. Okay? This is your big brainstorm. It blew up in your face. So everybody thought it was stupid.
I think the most embarrassing part about this was that the rest of the country witnessed us last night play the way we did, and it didn't do anything to help indulge this idea that, hey, things are different. That's probably the thing that rubs me the most. I live here. We go to these games. I'm going to tell you guys, you can stop sending me all this stuff around the country with other guys. Mike and I are with this coach every single week. Nobody can tell us what the coach is thinking or what the coach is saying. We talk to him every week. But I think that's the most embarrassing part about this is everybody else saw it. And it was like, oh, right. We got to play like this?
Yeah.
Like this doesn't help us
put out this image that, hey, we are going to be a problem. It was more like, look at how bad the Falcons are. And that's kind of been the perception for a long time outside of Atlanta. And when you get these primetime games, it gives you a chance to shine and show the rest of the country, hey, man, look how good they are. Wow, look at their quarterback. Look at Drake London. Now, they may be saying that about Bijan last night because he played his butt off. But seriously, the entire product, that to me, Mike, is probably the most embarrassing part about this. We're here. We know what we have. We understand it. But that was like, okay, here's your moment. Go embarrass the Raiders. And we couldn't even do it.
No, and the other part of this, and this is why, yes, we'll say it for the fifth time here in an hour and 6 minutes. You don't apologize for when we stop the losing streak. But you understand, you get a blocked pass attempt, and the follow-through hit Cousins on the shoulder pads, and they called roughing the passer, which, again, great for us. If they don't call that call, which was a mistake, they get the ball with 2 minutes and 30 seconds and the two-minute warning. And without all that, and even with us possessing it even further, they still came down to the final possession with Desmond Ridder, who you guys know is terrible. So, yes, we can onward and upward. We take on the Giants, and now it's Tommy DeVito. Desmond Ridder, Tommy DeVito, and then eventually we're going to see Jaden Daniels.
Well, we're playing another team, and you said this before the game yesterday, that's vying for the number one overall pick. Whether that's in our equation or not, it's in theirs. So, I mean, you can tell me again. I told you guys this. Nobody runs out on the field and goes, man, we're going to lose tonight. Not one player in the league. The Raiders played as well as they could.
There's pride involved, man.
Absolutely.
Everybody thinks there's a tank. Right?
And made it a game, Mike, as far as, you know, we let them make it a game. But the Giants are going to do the same thing.
If you think this team is going to make some noise in the playoffs, you don't put that on tape last night. That's the bottom line. So, yes, we're happy we won. Happy the losing streak's over. I'd be even happy if Kirk Cousins threw for 3 touchdowns and no picks last night.
Yeah. All right. And I know, again, I say it to Mike all the time. It's hard to win in this league, man. It is. The disparity of talent is a lot less than what you think it is. And that's why these games go and play out the way they do, and they're crazy every Sunday when you go, they had no shot, and somebody shows up. But we, going into this game, we're better. And we just didn't show it the way that I wanted us to last night. And our quarterback is still reeling from all of these picks. It's evident.
And just in case, guys, the Bucs do win out, then we're in the wild card hunt. Right now, guys, Minnesota has locked in already, Carl, their wild card. They'll be the number one wild card spot. That's number 5. And then at 6, it's the Packers, who don't show any signs of leaking. Then it's the Commanders at 7. So the Commanders would have the final wild card position. Ahead of us is Seattle, who Geno Smith is banged up. They're saying he may give it a go this week, but it's Seattle, Washington, us. Arizona's tied with us. We get the tiebreaker over Arizona on the conference record.
Yeah, think about those games, though, guys. Remember the Seattle game? How we played?
That comes back to bite us in the butt. One of our worst games of the year.
Those are the games earlier in the year where you're like, it doesn't matter. They all matter. Because now we're like, oh, man, I wish we would have played better in that game. The Commanders game now becomes huge.
If we finish tied with Seattle, to Carl's point, we lose in the head-to-head. Commanders, that might be a tiebreaker for us. So that's why, I mean, I'm not saying there's no chance. I'm just saying I just don't believe we're going to do anything even if we get in the playoffs.
All right, more of your calls coming up. Appreciate all the input. Obviously, you guys are feeling the same way because the text line at 404-726-0929 is going crazy. Our socials are going crazy. And rightfully so. We say it all the time. We're all in this together. Like, we're all feeling this way because we all are like, what the hey last night? What is this?
You and I have been through so many years with all Falcon fans. I got in here at 98. I know guys who go back to Fulton County that I sit with, and folks who are here from the day one in 66. It's crazy, man. The 5-0 start with Quinn. 6-3, you got the total division wrapped up. Kirk Cousins has been an offensive player of the week twice. You just beat the Dallas Cowboys, even in a game where you played sloppy and you had control of that game, and then you lose 4 of your next 5.
All right, more to get to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.